It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and get an update on items that are influencing the markets here at KTIC. Roy, let's talk about the week that was kind of a rebound. We're looking for a possible rebound in some of these grains.
Well, we've had enough down days that the market's getting pretty badly oversold, and at least one of the market analysts that I listen to has been talking about some kind of an oversold indicator that we should be kind of expecting a rebound, but not to get too excited about it because he doesn't know when it's coming or how far it's going to go. And I think that's kind of the way I feel. You know, that at some point, I think we'll see a 50% retracement, but I don't know if that's going to start here or in the beans and corn, or if we're going to be looking at starting a dollar down in the beans and 50 cents more down in the corn. So it's kind of one of those unknowns that you try to do your best, but tough to predict.
You always want to sell on the way up and not the way down, right? So so where should we, you know, what kind of level should we be looking at to maybe pull the trigger on some of these retracements if it happens?
We need to get a chart of the soybean and corn futures and look at the top back there around the 1st of July and figure out how far down the market has come since that top. And in the case of beans, it's been $2 or a little over $2. And then, you know, hopefully we'll get a dollar rally back out of that. Now, there's nothing guaranteeing that that's going to happen because, you know, it's going to depend a lot on crop conditions and quite a bit on the attitude of the index funds and large speculators. So it's just it's a tough call, but it's something that comes often enough you pretty much can hang your hat on it and try to use that to make some sales if you can.
I heard you mention crude oil and gasoline. Energy markets still having a big impact, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're going to be tied to those energy markets. You know, we would like to see the crude oil and gasoline and heating oil, which is diesel, basically. We'd like to see them go down, but you got to understand that they kind of went up in parallel to the grains, and so the grains are probably going to go down in parallel with those if they do, in fact, go down.
All right. You mentioned the crop condition. That's going to have a big impact on things. The energy markets. Are there anything else? Is there anything else that would have an impact on markets this time of year?
Well, we could see, you know, things like a dry weather scare, which doesn't look very likely right now. A thing that I'm concerned about is this Asian rust. You know, the one of the factors that contributes to Asian soybean rust is humidity, and we've certainly had really high humidity and warm, moist days, and so far there hasn't been any of the rust show up anywhere close to Nebraska, but it definitely is in the south. It's in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and so forth, and so we get the right prevailing winds and the right temperature and moisture. That'll certainly be a factor we need to watch, because if we get the rust coming in, why, you probably see some big excitement in the soybean market again.
We haven't talked about exports for a while, Roy. Is there anything going on in Argentina, Brazil, you know, some of our competitors out there? You know, what's kind of their status?
Well, a couple of things. The Argentine farmers had a strike where they quit selling the commodities, and, of course, that made for some pretty exciting times, especially in the soybean market, when they were holding their beans off of the world trade. Now, they can't hold them off forever. They're raised to be sold, but on days when the rumor was that they were going to strike, why, the price would be up, and then they'd see indications they might be going to settle, and the price would go down. The other thing that we have to keep in mind all the time is the weakness of the dollar that makes our commodities cheap to people that want to buy them.
If producers would like to get some more information, some marketing help from you, how do they get that information?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and we get an update on items influencing the markets here at KTIC, along with Soy Roy, Chad Moyer reporting.